Up and about. He's who, Cello?
Yes, good morning, Darren. Good morning, listeners.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm not too bad. I was actually awake for the first time in a long while before you rang.
Right, so the auroras are happening at the moment, the Aurora Australis, the Southern Lights, apparently pretty good last night. You didn't get to see it yourself, neither did I.
No, it was absolutely fantastic. And your Facebook feeds will be lit up with all your mates that got up and or stayed up and got their phones out and took some cracking photos. A mate of mine who's got a photography business, Jared Leonard. So Angry Man Photography, check out his Facebook page. He's got some absolute crackers. But yeah, he was the one that first alluded me to it because I was doing my little son's boat last night in the dark, trying to get it ready for the event on this weekend on Saturday at Horsehead Creek. And yeah, I saw some really good Aurora, Southern Aurora pics, and apparently it was a really, really strong event. So yeah, your Facebook feed will be full of it this morning.
Indeed. So send your photos there, and if you want to give us a call and tell us, maybe you went out, took some photos last night, what did you see, how good was it, you can call us at any stage throughout the morning. Right, you mentioned Horsehead Creek there. What's happening?
That's the first of the powerboat races
right.
of the year in Tasmania. So it's the number one event at Horsehead. It'll start, well, boats will probably get there fairly early, about 8 o'clock. Racing will probably start, or practice will start close to 9 o'clock. And it's the first one of the season, and there'll be, I'm pretty sure there'll be a coffee cart there, or it's not that far to bring a coffee from town and come in and watch the action. I'll be there with my young son. It'll be his first race. I've got him a little bit of a surprise. I've got him a fancy race suit. Last year he just wore long sleeves and long pants, but I noticed all the rest of the kids had race suits.
Yeah.
Fire suits for, like, when they race cars, and I thought that was a bit weird because they're on water. But anyway, I've got him a race suit. He's going to look $1 million, and he went quite well last year, so we'll see if we can carry that form through to this year.
All right, so that's tomorrow, right?
Oh, shit, yeah, that is tomorrow, and thanks for reminding me, because I've got about 20 hours of work to do in 3 hours. So, yes, it is tomorrow, definitely tomorrow.
All right, now let's get to fishing. A bit of action, particularly up Burnie Way?
Yeah, there has been a bit of action up Burnie Way. I've noticed that there's some really good squid coming from Doctor's Rocks. There's some good squid, and that's land-based too. We often talk about boats so often here because we've got boats, but the squid from Doctor's Rocks have been fantastic off the shore. And there's no reason why you couldn't repeat that sort of success across some of the points and headlands a bit closer to home here off Ulverston, and also off Don Heads, for example. That always produces good squid. So they're fired up, and the season, of course, is open, and everyone's catching a lot of good squid. The other catch that I might mention was a person by the name of Matthew Bates caught a very big Aussie salmon off the shore at Distance Beach yesterday. Now, those salmon will be across the entire coast. If you can find a little bit of a point where a few different, currents meet, and you've got a rod about 7 foot or maybe 8 foot, and you can throw a silver slice a long way with a 20-pound braid and a 20-pound leader, maybe go 40-pound braid, but the lighter you can go, the further your silver slice or your lure will go. And they are great fun. This thing would be giving, it'd be every bit of 3 kilo. And so they're going to give you a lot of fun on some lighter gear. So try to go as light as you can for two reasons. Get your lure out there as far as you can, so you cover more water that way. The more water you can cover, the bigger chance you've got of winding something past the fish's nose.
Right. Now, some big tuna over the last couple of months. Is that still happening or what? Have you heard anything?
Well, look, it's a bit of a mystery exactly what's going on, but, I mean, I feel they're still out there. They're still travelling with the whales, the dolphins, and they'll still be on the bait. But it's one of those things that if people don't go out and try, people are going to sit at home and not worry about it. But as soon as someone else catches one, and I'm sure they're still out there, they've been catching them all the way up over the other side of Port Phillip Bay, right at the end of the head. So I'm suggesting that the Bass Strait is alive with that sort of activity at the minute. So it's just going to take someone else to trip one up or see them jumping, and people will head out again in bigger numbers. But at the minute, it's slowed down a little bit, definitely.
All right, we'll do the tides thanks to our friends at Deegan Marine. So we've got a high tide pretty much now. Saturday's high at 12:56 in the afternoon, 3.3 metres. Sunday's high about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 3.46 metres. That's decent for Sunday. Pick of the weather days, I reckon, will be Sunday.
Oh, happy days. Now, we're trying to pick the eyes out of the weather to go down the west coast, because this weekend the cray season opens down the west coast.
Ah, yeah.
That combines with stripey season, stripey trumpeter season back open. So we're looking very, very intently at a weather window. We probably miss it on Friday, Saturday, but the very next time that we get a weather window, we'll be going down the west to try and get some crayfish and put a few in the freezer for Christmas.
Yeah, so Sunday looks like the pick of the days. Tomorrow, some rain in the afternoon and evening, so maybe a fish Saturday morning or today, but Saturday afternoon, evening won't be very good, but I reckon Sunday. What are you up to this weekend apart from, you know, looking for crays?
The boat comp,
yeah.
And the idea is if the weather comes to us, then I'll leave the speedboats as early as I can to get down to the west, because the boys will already be down there, and we may take Monday off and fish Monday.
Oh, hang on a sec. No, you just had Monday off. And you want another one?
We love having a Monday off.
Please.
It's great. And I might just have a quick mention for the following weekend about that fishing competition.
Go for it.
Well, out there at Port Sorell, the Real Keen Fishing Club is having a fishing competition on the 13th and 14th. Now, the best way to get some information about this fishing competition is probably have a look or ring the Seamaster Fishing Facebook page, or indeed just head into Seamaster Fishing at Devonport. It's not being run by them, but they've got all the information. They've got some flyers there. It's the Real Keen Fishing Club, even if you look that up on Facebook. But they have gone to a great length to make sure that event's fun, just not only for the fishing, but a bit of action going on off the water.
Yeah.
They're going to have BCF there with a stall selling some fishing gear, and there'll be a coffee van. I believe the Lions Club are also going to do a barbecue. Mask will also be doing some demonstrations. So it's really good weekend. They're putting a lot of effort into it. And they've also got some giveaways, like some lucky prizes going off during the day for your entry. So there's all sorts of things going on there. They'll take entries right up until 10:30, of course. That's like of the weekend, which is not this weekend, but next. And, of course, there's going to be a bridge. The mayor, I'm reading a few notes here.
The mayor
will open the weekend.
The mayor will open the weekend? Oh,
that's pretty wild, isn't it?
Peter Freshney, right. Oh.
So that's, who is the mayor? Who is the mayor at the minute?
It's Peter Freshney.
Well, there you go. Mm. Our mate Peter will be there. So
good guy.
Exciting.
All right. Okay, well, we'll talk more about that next Friday then.
Yeah, let's do that. That'll be fantastic.
Beautiful, mate. All right, share your website and Facebook there.
That's Team Penn Swimrad Fishing.
All right, tight lines. Catch you next week.
All right, cheers, mate. Appreciate it.